Hey, howdy, and happy Sunday. It's Sunday, February 21st, 2016. I just got back from Portland, Oregon, where it rained the whole time I was there. Actually, it was sunny when I got off the plane. It was sunny when I got on the plane, and it rained in between. So now I'm back here where it's still raining. But while I was in Portland, one of our trucks at Diamond Comic Distributors was in an accident in southern Ohio. It wasn't so much our truck was driving. It was on the side of the road waiting for repairs, and a FedEx truck came by and smashed it and put comic books all over the highway. And it reminded me of this song. If every time I say the word bananas in this song, you insert comic books, you'll get the connection. Anyway, this is a Harry Chapin song. None of the drivers were seriously hurt. I want to reiterate that. So this is not in horribly bad taste. It's called 30,000 Pounds of Bananas. But it was just after dark when the truck started down the hill that leads into Scranton, Pennsylvania, carrying 30,000 pounds of bananas, carrying 30,000 pounds of bananas. He was a young driver, just out on his second job. He was carrying the next day's pasty fruits for everyone in that coal-scarred city, where children play without despair in backyard slag piles, and folks manage to eat each day just about 30,000 pounds of bananas. Yeah, just about 30,000 pounds of bananas. He passed a sign that he should have seen saying shift to low gear or there's a $50 fine, my friend. He was thinking perhaps about the warm breath woman who was waiting at the journey's end. He started to down the 2 mile drop, the curving road that wound from the top of the hill. He was pushing on through the shortening miles that ran on to the depot. Just a few more miles to go, and then he'd go home and have a ease, his long cramped day away, and the smell of 30,000 pounds of bananas. Yeah, the smell of 30,000 pounds of bananas. But he was picking up speed as the city spread its twinkling lights below him. But he paid no heed as the shivering thoughts of the night's delights went through him. And his foot nursed the brakes to slow him down, but the pedal floored easy without a sound, and he said, "Christ." And it was funny how he named the only man who could save him now. He was trapped inside a dead-end hillside, riding on his fear hunchback with every one of those yellow-green, I'm telling you, 30,000 pounds of bananas. Yeah, there were 30,000 pounds of bananas. When he barely made the sweeping curve that led into the steepest grade, and he missed the thankful passing bus at 90 miles an hour, and he said, "God, make it a dream," as he rode his last ride down. Yeah, he said, "God, make it a dream," as he rode last ride down. And he sideswiped 19 neat parked cars, and he clipped off 13 telephone poles, and he hit 2 houses, bruised 8 trees, and blew across 7 people. And it was then he lost his head, not to mention an arm or two, before he stopped and he smeared for 400 yards along the hill that leads into Scranton, Pennsylvania. All those 30,000 pounds of bananas. Yeah, all of those 30,000 pounds of bananas. You see, the man who told me about it on the bus as it went up the hill out of Scranton, Pennsylvania. He shrugged his shoulders, he shook his head, and he said, and this is exactly what he said. He said, boy, that must have been something. Just imagine 30,000 pounds of bananas. Yeah, there were 30,000 pounds of mashed bananas. Yeah, there were 30,000 pounds of bananas. Well, if you listen to all of that, go to iTunes or Amazon or the place you buy your digital music. Type in John T. Werzer. See what comes up. Buy something. I normally don't sell stuff, but any proceeds that come from people buying things will go to Back on My Feet Baltimore. So if you didn't download all my albums from my website because you don't like to, you know, download zip files, unpack them, figure out how to get them on your iPod and all that, just go to iTunes, type in John T. Werzer. There's some of the best ones there right now. More to come. Have a great week.